Good evening, friends. This is Carolyn Evers, and I have brought along with me tonight my co-host, Charlene McNeil, and we are just delighted to be here. Hi, Charlene.
Hi, everybody.
So, what's the weather like in your neck of the woods?
Well, it all of a sudden has gotten cold, but it's still got lots of blossoms and flowers, and it's wonderful.
Oh, I hope everybody who hears our voice is in the midst of spring flowers, because it is gorgeous, isn't it?
Oh, yes, it is. Yeah, it's a wonderful time.
Yeah, indeed. I love this time of year. We're getting into grass-cutting time soon.
Everything looks beautiful.
I know, it's gorgeous. Anyway, before we get started in our usual midst of things, I would like to mention to people who are listening tonight that if you have heard our conference calls with Archangel Michael on BBS, because we have done two of those on two of the shows, and one of them here on Cosmic Connection, Archangel Michael is working a little bit different during April and May. And these are going to be conference calls in small groups of between 10 to 15 people. And if you heard the earlier shows, I know you really want to join us on the next ones coming up. So give me a call, send me some email at carolyn@carolynevers.com, and we can make certain that you're a part of the April and May work. So, Charlene, we had decided that tonight, well, there's a couple things I want to bring up, but one of the things that I wanted to discuss with the audience is some of our discussions with regards to clearing how would I express this, Charlene? Correct me. Help me out now. This would be the generational line.
Yeah. That's basically,
can you explain this a little bit to our audience?
Okay. What has happened is we're recognizing that this time in mankind, we're just not releasing our own issues. We're going back and picking up the issues that are coming forward in our cell memory from our ancestors. In other words, everybody has that, but it's become more prevalent for people to understand that if you have an issue, for instance, that you keep having it repeated over and over again in your behavior, that a lot of times it's not just in something in your understanding. It could be coming through in your ancestral line.
Let's give a couple examples, Charlene.
Well, I think that one of the examples, for instance, we know that the medical field has been telling us that we pass on into our from one generation to another. A lot of the medical things that we have, we find that somebody that has been a diabetic has probably come with that genetic line within their ancestry.
Mm-hmm.
But there might also be an emotional ancestry memory that is passed on. And so they've been talking a lot about that lately. So let's say that we have somebody that is a diabetic. We're finding that the generation, let's say that a grandpa was a diabetic, then the next generation, it seems like it was younger. And then the next generation, it's even younger than that.
You mean the diabetic issue started at a younger age?
Each time, it seems to be coming in at a younger age than it was like 3 or 4 generations ago.
And do you have any theories about that?
Pardon?
Do you have any theories about that as to why these illnesses might be popping up at a younger age?
Well, part of it, some of it, if you go into the metaphysical, it might be that you're placing some of the emotional part of it, and it is increased in the emotional part of why they have it. So sometimes you have to go in and release that in the metaphysical. The metaphysical is a science all of its own, that the body actually is telling you something that's going on in the subconscious or in the generational, which is the DNA,
mm-hmm.
which is part of your chromosomes. And that is programming from past ancestors.
Charlene, let's take a minute and allow a second and allow us to invite our guests who are listening out there to join us and give our phone numbers. The telephone number to call if you have a question, a comment, you want to ask for a healing, the number here in the U.S. is 877-876-5227, and in Canada, 888-810-8322. And let me invite you early to call us now, because sometimes people have a tendency to wait till we're ready to go off the air. I know you want to listen to what we're saying, but call early, because we do take the time with you. And if you wait until 10 of the hour, then we're getting into some short periods of time. So do call us. U.S. number is 877-876-5227.
In fact, it would probably be, if somebody listening there has an issue that doesn't seem, even if it's something within, let's say that you have an issue associated with setting a goal for yourself and it doesn't seem to ever materialize, you just go right back to the same issue over and over again, call and let's see if it's a generational thing, or whether it's something you're dealing just personally. Almost everything ends up being a generation. Something to do with our ancestors. You'll almost find that maybe a great-grandmother or great-grandfather was dealing with the same issue as you're dealing with. And so we can address it. If you address it on that level for yourself, and then you go in and clear them, because it's called the energy field. God calls it the energy field, and he calls it in on the field, basically, in the field.
In other words, that vibrational frequency
is still within your vibrational frequency associated with your body, and so it's still there, and we can, he'll just go in and pull it.
Okay, Charlene, I just love you, and we've spoken enough, and I know enough about your work that I kind of know what you're talking about. But for new people who are with us tonight, who might not be familiar with just how incredible this work is and what is possible, let's talk a little bit about some of the words that you have used.
Okay, go ahead.
Now, again, I know the meaning of it, but I just want you to expound upon these words a little bit so those who are listening understand.
Okay.
Now, you use the word go in. Well,
okay, that's a good point.
Yeah, let's discuss the thoughts behind this and what the direction is that you're going.
Okay, when I say, well, we're going to go in, and I usually say we, because God is the healer, I'm the facilitator between the client and God, and what we do is we go into what I call into the God energy field, and which is a higher vibrational frequency. And when you go in, then what I'm doing is we're asking God to clear something, and I'm actually watching as the energy is being changed, and those in the energy field is being changed. I'll ask somebody, like a client, when I'll have somebody, and I'll say, what is it that you see? Because usually I'm really quiet because I'm actually watching what God is doing. And you'll see, you'll see flashes of light or colors or designs or something that indicates that he's in there changing the energy, the vibrational frequency of energy. Because we are energy and matter. And our energy within our body is made up of vibrational frequencies. So what he'll do is he'll go in and change a negative frequency and replace it with a positive frequency. And so when I say, well, we're going to go in, I mean that we're going to go into God's energy field, and it's going to start changing some of the things that are a negative of that individual and turn it to a positive vibrational frequency.
Well, apparently something that we have said has intrigued a caller to give us a buzz tonight. Caller, what's your name, please?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. What was that?
Your name, please.
My name is Carrie.
Hi, Carrie.
Hi.
What can we do for you, Carrie?
Well, I'm actually calling to see if you guys could do a healing tonight. I am in so much pain. It's been such a long battle, and tonight's just a really hard night. I had a drunk driver hit me and had a lot of surgeries in the last one. I had rods and screws put in my neck and head, and it's just been...
Carrie, I can hear the pain in your voice, dear. And if there's anything that we can do, we would certainly want to do that.
Okay.
Now, you're calling about pain. Now, is this pain in your body everywhere? Is it localized?
It's in my head and neck.
So most of your pain is in your head and your neck.
Yes. Yeah. Most in my head, but neck too. You know,
so you're having a lot of headaches?
Yes. Oh. Severe ones.
Okay. And you would like to have that. See if, now who's your higher source? Is God your higher source?
Yeah.
Now, so what you're doing is giving permission. When I say giving permission to go into the field, that means into the God energy field.
Oh, yes.
Okay. And then have him release that?
Yes.
Is please. That correct?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Now, what it'll do is
I usually get really quiet. Carolyn usually talks, but if you want to be quiet and shut your eyes and see, if you can watch anything at all that's happening, because energetically you'll be able to see what God's doing in the energy field, okay?
Okay.
Is that all right?
Yes. And
okay, just a minute. And your name is Carrie?
Yes.
Okay, just a minute.
Thank you.
Well, Carrie, I'm the chatterbox because we have people listening on the radio. And silence is wonderful, and it is especially sacred in church. But when you have people listening on the radio, oh, my golly, they could go and do the dishes while... we're getting all of this together. So, in a sense, I need to talk in that respect. But
yeah.
You can still close your eyes and focus, as Charlene said, and see if you see any of the colors or the changes in the field that she is talking about.
Okay.
And for those who are new to this show, allow me to say that what Charlene is doing right now is she has raised her vibrations and has gone into the theta state quite unaware of what we are saying on the radio right now. And perhaps when we're finished with Carrie, we might discuss that a little bit. I think it would be interesting for you to hear how this works. And we'll talk about those different states and how you can reach that state yourself and what that level of being or vibration is. So we'll discuss that on the other side when we're finished with Carrie. Now, it usually takes Charlene a little while, but as soon as she comes back into our Delta state, she'll discuss what went on, what she saw, what she observed as God did this work. So it's pretty exciting, I think. And I will say that Charlene is taking a little longer than usual.
Okay,
so
now tell me, Carrie, how are you doing?
Actually... Excuse me, a little bit better.
I'm sorry, I'm not hearing you.
A little bit better, actually.
Okay.
But
it's still there?
Yes.
Okay, let me do it one more time, okay?
Okay.
So when Charlene comes back, she'll give a little report as to what she watched in that higher level of vibration and exactly what was going on. And Carrie, if you want to close your eyes and see what you observe, you know, that's fine. And I'll just chatter away here.
Well, I wouldn't mind asking you a question, if that'd be okay.
Certainly.
I actually think I emailed you, but I don't know if I haven't checked it a little bit. But I wanted to ask you about the kind of a dream I had. My little guy, the same night, I think it was you that talked about Archangel Michael with the blue and Mary of Magdalene with the pink and Mother Mary with the white colors. Talking about the third eye and whatnot, he kind of had the same exact thing. He was up for 3 hours. He's only 3 and a half.
Don't you love it when these 3 years old come up with this stuff that it takes us 30 years to figure out?
Yeah, well, he told me lots of stuff. But anyway, last night I had kind of a dream that, like, an angel came to me and told me it was, like, my time to die. I'm only 25, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I wonder if it's just kind of like a rebirth type thing. Because it was like they said it was my duty to come into this world, and now it's my duty to come out of this world. And that showed me kind of like a different dimension.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just kind of wondering if you know what that could mean.
Okay, how are you feeling now, Carrie?
I'm feeling pretty good.
Looks like you still have a little bit just at, looks like at the base of your skull in the back.
Yeah, there's a bunch of rods.
Okay, take a couple of deep breaths and blow the negative out. Pull it out. You know, you're kind of holding it in a little bit, okay? You don't know what to do, so push it out by taking a deep breath and then blow out. Just like you're taking that pain and blowing it out, okay? And then tell me how you feel.
I feel pretty good. I still have a little bit of it, but it's...
I'm sorry. I didn't hear you. I was busy. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
It feels a lot better, but I still have some pain. It's not bad, but, like, that is good compared to where I was at. I was to a point where I just couldn't take it.
Well, Charlene, tell us a little bit about what you were observing, if you'd be kind enough
to
do that.
What I'm observing is that it's almost like your head has like an energy that is like rotating around around inside that is like was a energy that was very intense. Is that correct?
Yeah, I saw circles and colors when you were doing that.
Yeah, that's what I... Okay. Is that what you saw right now?
No, I saw that when you were doing that. I saw circles and, like, white, yellow, green.
Okay. Yeah, that's what it is. Now, if you shut your eyes right now, go in... When I say go in and see if what energy you can see there now.
Blue, white.
Okay.
A little purple, that's basically what I see.
Okay, so the colors have changed, haven't they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the colors will change because God goes in and he takes a negative vibrational frequency and he starts replacing it with a more higher vibrational frequency, which is a God frequency.
Now, how would you have such an intense energy in there?
I'm sorry, your phone drops and I can't hear you.
How would you have such an intense energy in there? Is that part of your body? I mean...
You meant in the beginning. Is that what you're saying,
yeah,
Carrie?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, how did it get there in the beginning? What is it? I think that's what she's asking.
Oh, you're saying what? How did it start in the beginning?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well...
Could that have been my dream last night that I had with the angel coming in?
How long has that pain been there, Carrie? Since the operation?
6 years of pain has been there, but the worst pain has been, you know, the last couple of years.
Okay, so the pain has been there for a while. And this started when you had the accident, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, see, I didn't hear you say that because you're talking to her. I can't hear
If I go in, when I go into God's field, I can't hear your vibrational frequency, and I can't be in the God frequency at the same time. So I didn't hear what you told her.
Oh, okay.
I could tell that you two were talking, but I didn't know what you were saying.
Well, I
but I could see that you'd been in an accident.
Yes, yeah.
And that you had received a really severe bump on your right side.
Yeah.
Okay.
The right side is the worst.
Yeah. It was the worst part of it. Now, let me do one more thing. I'm hearing that I need to do one more thing, and that's in association with the accident. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's okay.
Okay, just a minute.
Well, Charlene will come back after she comes back to our level of vibration and tell us what this association is with the accident, but I would imagine that she's going to be talking about the trauma of the situation, because it is horrific anytime you you have something serious happen to you. I remember one time I was fell down the back steps. I don't know, it's probably 5 or 6 steps there, which is not such a long fall. But as I was falling, it was like each second was an eternity. I could tell the way I fell, where my arms were going, where my legs were going. I was observing the fall. So time and events can be very strange. I'll never forget that sensation. The fall itself was such a short fall because there wasn't that many steps there. But every part of a second that I was moving, I knew where every part of my body was going. And so it was like I was in a different time zone. So these events, when they are very traumatic, we do have associations with them, and sometimes that needs to be changed. So we'll see what Charlene says when she comes back. I'm intrigued by this.
Okay, how are you doing now?
I'm doing good.
Pardon?
I'm doing good.
Really good?
The only pain that's left is right where the rods sit in this one spot that always gives me problems, but those darn rods are there to stay, so I just have to work on getting them loose and keeping them loose.
What did the doctor tell you, to exercise or move with it, Carrie? Is that what you're saying?
Well, they want me to do some warm water therapy, stuff like that, and to do massages, so when I can, I try.
Oh, warm water is wonderful.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
you go to the pool?
It relaxes the muscles so they become more, I'm sure, more pliable.
Mm-hmm.
I did a lot of releasing. There's some things that happen when we're traumatized like that. So the cells in your head and where you got bumped really severely, what it does is it causes a shock and a trauma and a panic in the cells themselves. So God went in and took that out and put in unconditional love and put it back into what's called the original intelligence of the cells. So that'll all, the memory there will start being corrected for you, okay?
Oh, great. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Charlene,
yeah.
I have a question. Stay on the line with us, Carrie. I have a question about that. I'm trying to think how to express this. I know that the work that you do is immediate. This is what I have seen in my own experience with what you do. Will this situation come back again if Carrie, say, goes into fear or anxiety for some reason? If her emotions over this change?
Well, I'm hoping that's been corrected, though.
Well, I hope it is too. I'm really discussing this from the, not just the point of view of Carrie and you, but from the point of view of other people who are out there listening to this, either in archives or live. And so these, you know, you go in and you change it. And I guess what I'm saying is, in your experience, have you found, I'm trying to put the thought across that people need to stay in as much of a positive mind as possible.
Right.
And that is really the reason for me bringing this up. And I'm asking you, probably in an indirect, inept way, what your opinion of this is.
Just be positive.
Yes. But I was really asked, Carrie, but also Charlene.
Oh, yeah. I just want to say, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So if a person is healed and they have thoughts that conflict or conflicting thoughts with that healing, can that situation come back is what I'm asking you, Charlene. Is a
well, actually, what happens was he'll go in. Every cell in our bodies have been programmed in the beginning with perfect memory and intent of what how they're supposed to operate. But like the accident, that changed some of the memory in the cell. So what you do is God goes in there and he says, okay, now this has interfered with the true God intelligence. It takes it back to the original state of pure intelligence. And so that will process now. Now, there might be a time that you go, oh, let's see. Oh, this is wonderful. I have not had this happen. Or some people will say to me, oh, I can't believe it. And I always say, don't say that, because then you just put a negative on top of a positive.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, you say, this is so wonderful to be now free of the pain in my head.
And so you're really saying to express gratitude.
Always, always. Mm-hmm. Don't place a negative, and don't allow anybody else to place a negative in your healing, because your cells have been reprogrammed. They're kind of like a computer system. That computer system, we go in and we program it, and then sometimes something happens, there's a clinch in it, and we have to go back in and delete and re-enter the new information that is more vital to it. And that's what's happened with your cells because of the accident, because it traumatized the cells.
And don't
so God went in and pulled out the trauma.
Yeah. Don't you always want to tell yourself that you don't have pain, that you feel great?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that part.
Don't you always want to tell yourself you don't have pain, you feel great, wonderful, always?
I just go in and tell them how grateful you are for them.
Yeah.
Because they've been reprogrammed back to the original intent.
Thank you.
See, everything was created with perfect God intelligence. It was all there. Or you can go back to what we call, when I was being trained, we call it the stem cell memory. In other words, the stem cells have all perfect memory. And so God will take it back to the stem cell fetal memory, which is perfect memory, and it will reprogram it, those cells in that area. So if you want, you can call back again. Or you can just call me at my house and let me see what if we have to have anything that is a follow-up.
Why don't you give out, while we're doing this, Charlene, give out your phone number, dear.
Okay, I'll write this down.
Yeah, because maybe you'll have to call and do a follow-up, okay? Because I would like to have you call and let me know how you're doing and see if there's something else that needs to be accomplished in order to make it totally permanent. That way I can hear you and how you're progressing.
Okay.
And see how the cells are doing.
Great. That'd be wonderful.
Okay, it's 801.
Okay.
944.
Okay.
9346.
9346. Now, are you in Utah?
Pardon?
Are you in Utah?
Yes, I am. I'm in Sandy.
Well, I'm just going to visit my dad tomorrow in Salt Lake City.
Oh, are you? Where are you at now?
I'm in South Dakota.
Ah.
How far is that from you?
Well, if you get there and you want to call me from your dad's, do that.
And let me hear how you're doing. I'd like to see that you're totally pain-free, because by the time those cells have rejuvenated themselves, okay? And there was a lot of trauma that was occurred that had to be pulled out, too. A lot of trauma.
Okay.
Right?
Yes. Yes.
Now, Carrie, you had another question about a dream, dear. And if you'd be kind enough to call us another time, and because we would like to have some other people who might be out there calling in trying to get some healing. We do want to hear about your dream. You can either call us next Wednesday on this show or one of the other shows on Sunday or Saturday.
Yeah, it just really was kind of unnerving to know that I'm like supposed to die. I don't think it was that. I think it was rebirth, you know?
Well, you know, that brings, we can misinterpret what we have seen. And until you call back, ask your guardian angel to give you some insight on this, and so that you can understand, because the angels around you do support dreams.
Yep.
But call back on another show. We'll get into that. And while you're doing that, ask your guardian angel to help you interpret that dream.
I will do that.
Okay, dear.
Well, thank you guys both so much, and then we'll talk to you soon.
Certainly. You take care.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Well, that was, I think that was interesting, Charlene, from a lot of points of view. People who are out there hearing this got some sort of an idea as to how healing moves along, what it entails, and there something else that they might that might interest them is a book that I received from Spirit. 13 masters have come and given me different aspects of healing, and that is in my book, Chaos Before Creation. So those who are interested in some of these different aspects, I think, would be interested in that, and they can find that at my website at www.carolynevers.com. And as we were saying that, we had another caller wanting to call in for a healing, and your name, caller?
My name is Michael.
Hi, Michael.
You asked me to call up to see how things went from what something we did the other night.
Oh, okay. I think I remember your call.
Okay. But at any rate, I don't know how it went. I've been working on getting my internet site up, and I have been devoted to it and being very careful on trying to change things. I haven't posted it yet, and no one comes to phone in yet. But on the other hand, it does seem like something's changing. I don't really know what's going on.
Michael, I can't recall your question. I remember your name. I remember working with you, and you called yourself Mike, and Michael was your given name.
Yeah,
I remember the situation, but I don't remember the question. What was the question then when you called in, Mike?
I was trying to figure out what was opposing me. And
opposing
I know often
you?
The opposition is within yourself. But on the other hand, every time I try to manifest or get anything to work, I get a lot of resistance from the world. Of course, I have 15 squares on my astrology chart and 2 quincuxes.
Charlene, how do you remember this call? Because I don't recall us
and
discussing
actually,
that. What's your memory of
this? As a matter of fact,
this?
Right now, my progress chart is right on top of that, and they're all doubled. But on the other hand, with that kind of chart, I should have died at birth, and I almost did. But on the other hand, they have that any kind of the disasters that are supposed to happen with that kind of chart. And so astrology inclines it does not decide.
Michael, we will be glad to answer a question, but let me suggest one thing. If you're interested in the chart and the numbers, Visible by the Numbers, a show that Allison Balkman does, would be more. You really need to call her.
I'm autistic with Asperger's syndrome. I have read 15 books on numerology. I have read 15 books on astrology. I can read palms very well. I have a golden aura. The Kundalini usurpant is centered on me at the age of 18 and a half. Now, according to the Hindu literature, that means I should live in an ashram and boycott the world.
Michael, I'm glad to hear this and that you want to share it, but we have to have a question. What would be your question to Charlene and myself? Let's put this in a form of a question.
The caller is no longer with us.
Oh, okay.
Sorry about that.
Okay, so the caller dropped off.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Okay. You know, I'm having a hard time hearing the caller coming in. I can hear you, but I'm not.
Okay, we got another caller. We'll work with this, and I'll help you, Charlene.
Okay.
What's the name of the next caller?
Sharon.
Sharon.
Okay.
Hi, Sharon.
Hi. I would like to see if I could get maybe a healing.
Okay.
I feel like my heart is blocked.
Your heart is blocked.
Yes.
Okay. Now, give Charlene a little better description of this. Do you mean physically? Your physical heart seems to be blocked from doing its work, or are you talking of emotionally?
Emotionally.
Okay. So, are you saying that your heart is closed to love?
Yes.
Okay. So you feel like you have a shield around your heart and it's insulated from interacting with other people in a loving, caring relationship. Is that the question?
And with myself.
Ah, so this is also, well, I shouldn't say ah. This seems to be the way it is. You've got to love yourself before you can love other people.
Exactly.
Okay, Charlene, I think this is something we can both work on. How about you going first, dear?
Okay. But how do you feel, is it okay to love yourself?
Excuse me, I can hardly hear you.
Okay, she said, how do you feel, Sharon, do you feel that it's okay to love yourself?
I want to.
No, that wasn't her question,
that wasn't
dear. We know
question.
You want to.
Okay, yes, I do.
Okay, so what I'll do is we'll have God, is your higher source God?
Yes.
Okay, is it okay if we go in and open up your heart chakra?
Yes.
In your heart for self-love?
Yes.
Is that okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, just a minute.
You bring forth an interesting question, Sharon, because we sort of accept this, that everybody should feel that they love themselves. You know, we look at this, we feel, oh, everybody loves themselves. But what you're bringing up is something I think that is very common in our reactions to life. A lot of times, we feel that we're unworthy of love.
And I do believe that.
Yeah.
Of it.
Yeah,
for me, personally.
Yeah. Growing up, our parents said, don't do this. You were stupid. Or how could you be so clumsy? We've been programmed so many times in the past with negative thinking from either parents or teachers or schoolmates or... and then we it's easy for sometimes for us to buy into that and carry over that that attitude.
Correct.
Yeah.
My mother disowned me about four times, so
you know, that's a difficult relationship to deal with when a parent when there's disappointment in a parent on some level. Do you think that has something to do with how you're feeling now?
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me make a comment here. What do you feel about, what is your perspective about Godmother?
About what mother?
Having a mother God.
I don't have a problem with that.
You don't have one at all?
No.
Okay, what if I have her come into your energy, into your heart chakra, into your heart, and open up it to receive her love.
I would be very open to that.
Would that serve you well?
Yes.
It would, wouldn't it? Okay, let me do that. Okay?
Okay.
How does that feel?
I'm feeling very emotional.
Yes, I'm sure you are. It's like there's a sense of love you probably haven't experienced, have you?
I don't think I've ever experienced it.
No, because what I saw was her energy coming down and embracing you and opening your heart chakra and your heart, but embracing you with unconditional love. And that's what you're feeling, isn't it?
Yes.
That's pretty powerful. I feel the whole energy of it, and it feels so, I'm like you, so overwhelming. You're just about in tears because it's so, so beautiful to feel that kind of unconditional love. Because there's no condemnation. There's no judgment. There's just love. How are you feeling?
Very emotional. Sorry.
Sure you are. Yes.
Is it a good emotion? Is it a happy emotion is what I mean?
I think it's kind of mixed.
It's mixed between a little bit of confusion and happiness. Is that sort of like what you're feeling?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, because she hasn't experienced it before, have you?
No, never.
No. And it's pretty wonderful. So what I want you to do is I want you just to embrace it and recognize that God Father and God Mother love us unconditionally. It doesn't matter what our lives have been like. There's that unconditional love that most of us don't understand or experience, and you were just given that because that's your true mother, isn't it?
Yes,
it is. And I would like to have you call me and let me follow up on it. If there's any questions at all that you have for me, will you?
Yes, I will.
Because now recognize that it's your right to feel that all the time, that unconditional love, because that love will be with you because you know that you're loved unconditionally. And it's going to change the whole way that you perceive things in your life because it's such a marvelous feeling. Okay?
Okay.
Karen, don't go.
Oh, I better give you a telephone number.
Give her a telephone number, then I've got something to tell Sharon.
Okay, good.
801-944-9346. Can I repeat that, please?
Okay.
801-944-9346.
Yeah, 9346.
Okay.
Okay. Then, just a minute. Carolyn wants to tell you.
Yes. Archangel Michael is here. I've been waiting, holding this energy, which has not been easy because he has a very great energy, and he is showing me his sword, which he does in a lot of work that we do with him. Usually the sword has a blue stone. It's a very ornate silver sword with a blue stone, and it usually sends out a ray of blue light, except this time he has his sword and it has a color in it, sort of like a rose quartz, and there is a pink ray of light coming your way instead of the usual blue. He is sending this pink light into your heart also to work with you, and his message is this, that this moment was no accident for you, that this moment comes, you walk into this moment as an awakening, and from this point on, you are walking through a doorway And this doorway takes you to a, it almost looks like a chute, a high passageway to the next higher dimension. And he is saying, mark this well. This moment is a moment in your soul history. This is marks a great avenue of growth for you. And your soul has set up, you and your soul has set up this whole progression from what you've gone through in the beginning with family ties to this moment now, that this moment changes everything that has happened from the past. You are no longer a member of the past, but you are now a citizen of the new tomorrow that is upon you and upon all of the other citizens on this planet. And he sends you his love. He is telling you that you are one of his light workers that came with him to this planet, and to call upon him and work with him to restore some of the memories that you had of your past relationships with each other.
Now, I've been doing what you've suggested about calling on him.
Yes.
And I've been asking for him to show me himself or his energy. And I just feel so blocked that
mm-hmm.
I feel like, you know, something's just keeping me from moving to the next step. So what I'd like to ask from your message is, are you saying that by me making this step and asking for this healing, is that what you mean by being in this moment?
Yes, it is this moment. Your soul has been directing you to this moment. The experiences that you have had in the past has set you up for the opening to this moment of love. It is through that doorway of love that you are going to be moving up into the next higher dimension. Now, Sharon, have you listened to the archive of Archangel Michael that we've done on the conference call?
I was in on the conference call on the the second and the third one. The last one was the one that was done on this show on a Wednesday night.
Okay. Well, have you sent your request to work on the April shows?
I would like to, but I'm going to have to sell something in order to participate in that.
Anyway, send me a message, Carolyn@CarolynEverest.com, and you tell me what you want, dear. He's
okay.
Inviting you.
Okay. This message is what I've needed for so long, and I appreciate it from the bottom of my heart.
Matter of fact, he is still with me. He is standing here. He is showing me. You know, they can change their appearance, and he is showing me the appearance of him being in the traditional picture of him in the armor. This is how he is showing himself to me right now, to describe to you. Right now, he has his sword down by his side. He has his hands on the sword. Oh, I'm seeing his eyes, Sharon. They are so beautiful. They are so full of love. Oh my, they are gorgeous. I've never usually seen his eyes in the past. He doesn't show me his eyes. And he tells me it's because I wouldn't want to stay here. But he is now all I am seeing is the brilliance of his eyes, and it is like this tremendous white light that is shooting out in all directions. If you can picture a set of eyes with all of this white light shooting out in all directions, this is Oh, my. It's now encompassing. It's going out further and encompassing not only you, but all of our listeners, but this planet. And he is showing me now the planet revolving on its axis. And it is doing this in his white light. And he is inviting those who hear this to join in April. We will not only be working on the physical, but he is calling all of you out there to planetary service. So those who hear my voice, take up his invitation to work on planetary service, because we not only do work with the individuals, but as a group, we also work on healing the planet. Sharon, thank you so much for joining us today, for allowing Charlene and our dear friend Archangel Michael to be here working on you, dear.
Oh, thanks both of you so very much.
Yes, yes.
Well, we send you your love and love.
Yes.
Thank you.
And let us know how you're feeling, okay?
I will do that. Thank you both so very much.
This is a wonderful new beginning for you.
Excuse me?
Absolutely wonderful.
What did you say?
It's a wonderful new beginning for you, she said.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a wonderful time.
Does this mean that all these past 46 years of what I've gone through, is this truly fixing to come to an end?
Yes.
Oh, thank goodness.
They call it paying the dues.
Oh, I've paid.
Yeah, and you have, and things are, I can just tell you, I see one miracle after another.
Oh, thank you.
Okay?
Thank you both.
You're welcome.
I love you both.
Okay, I love you too.
Good
blessed
night.
Blessed be, Sharon. Goodbye, dear.
Good night. Bye-bye.
Oh, I've got to take a little minute to come back down here.
Oh,
to
me
Earth.
Too. That was incredible.
Yes, his energies are so so high.
Oh yes.
Yes.
Well, it was so loving.
Could you feel that?
Oh yeah. Oh absolutely.
Could you feel his energy coming through?
Oh yeah. Yeah. And I could also see when you start to talk about the colors. I'd already seen the colors.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
That was interesting because usually he has blue light about him. Usually what it is, it's blue light and it's kind of tinged with white at the edges.
Right, right.
This was pink. I've never seen him work.
Well, it was red and then it went out as a pink, which is a god energy, basically.
Mm-hmm.
But for her, she needed that so desperately to feel in love.
Oh, yes, she needed that. And I suspect that there are many on the line who are not calling in who needed that also.
Well, and that's the purpose, that we don't heal one soul. Everybody is all united. We're all one.
Mm-hmm.
And so when one person ends up with that healing, with Sharon, then there's others out there that were in the same position that will be healed as well.
Well, but we're being called now by the powers that be. We're coming up to the end of the radio show. And so, Charlene, how about you giving out your phone number, and I'll give out my website, and we're going to be wrapping it up until next week, dear.
Okay. It's 801-944-9346.
And others who want to be on the April conference calls with Archangel Michael, send me an email at Carolyn, Carolyn, at CarolynEvers.com. Go to my website, CarolynEvers.com. Check out Journey to the Other Side. This is an amazing course, and one of them who gives an installment is Archangel Michael. We love you, Archangel Michael. I love you, Charlene. I love all of our listeners. And from the bottom of my heart, I say goodbye until next week, and perhaps You can say goodbye too, Shirley.
Okay, goodbye, everybody, and we send you our love.
Yes. Love is all there is.
That's what we came here for, is to learn how to love.
Yes.
And so, thank you. Until next week, we'll talk to you then again.
Good night.
Good night, Carolyn.
Bye.